Good afternoon. It's Sunday, the 10th of July, 4:30 p.m. This is the House Revenue Committee, and we have one final bill that we had brought back last week for reconsideration, and today we have the -3 amendment, which and we'd like to invite Deborah Buchanan, if you'd just come forward. This deals, unfortunately, we had out of Senate Bill 31, when we had an amendment to 31, unfortunately, the impleting amendment got, or the impleting language, which the department has asked for, got pulled out. Deborah, we're considering the -3 today.
Members of the committee, Deborah Buchanan, Department of Revenue. Mr. Chairman, I did just look at the amendments, and they look just fine to me, and I do appreciate the committee considering that.
Okay. Can you just give, so that we're all on the same page, I went back to 31, where the impleting originally was, and it basically involved, once the appeal is started through the Oregon Tax Court system, Department of Revenue can't bring a lawsuit against other employees of the company for unpaid withholding taxes, but the department is bound by its first determination of the parties who are involved in any tax avoidance or failure to pay the taxes. The impleting is my understanding that that what it can do is that once an employee is found liable, then the court can go ahead and assess that liability to that party that they weren't previously able to assess that tax to.
Mr. Chairman, that's essentially correct. We look at this as really a cost-effective measure for the department and also for taxpayers who, if we find an officer of a corporation, for example, should have paid over tax if it was withheld from employees' wages and did not do that, we find Officer A liable, for example, and that person appeals to the tax court and new facts come out in that proceeding, and actually Officer B should have been liable for that. The court can bring Officer B in as a party to the proceeding instead of having the department go back and start the entire process over with Officer B. So it's just getting all of the parties together in the court to decide who is actually liable for the taxes that should have been paid over to the state.
Great. And so the reason that it goes on for a couple pages is to help figure that out and to determine the method of determining who all ought to be involved in the impeding.
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Thank you. Questions of Ms. Buchanan? Welcome all the committee members back. We're here in full force. Thank you very much. We are in work session on House Bill or on Senate Bill 283. Representative Berger.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the -3 amendments be amended to Senate Bill 283.
The motion is that the -3 amendment dated July 6th of 2005 be appended to Senate Bill 283. Is there any discussion? Any dissension or objection? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
Chair?
Yes.
I'd like to serve notice of possible minority report.
Okay. Yes.
If you do Amendment 3, it takes out all of this piece. You think you have to amend
-1 as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's see. We better get -1.
Have a -1.
Yes.
I don't know the.
Well, when we met originally on the bill, you amended.
On June 30, we did do -1.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the -1 is the piece of the bill that lowers the existing.
Okay. We're correct at this point.
The bill is currently amended by the -1 amendment.
Right.
Right.
And -1 was passed out on June 30, so I think we're okay at this point. Okay. With that, the Senate Bill 283 has been amended and can go to the floor. Representative Berger?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 283 as amended by the committee to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
You've heard the motion, and let's. Is there any discussion of the motion? Let's have the clerk call a roll, please.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Aye.
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 Aye. And serves as possible.
Aye. And Butler votes aye. House Bill, or Senate Bill 283, having received the constitutional majority, passed to the floor of the deep pass motion. Representative Hass, there's only one no vote. With that, there's no further business of the committee.
Yes. I would ask that I be allowed to change my vote from item.
Okay. let's see, Representative Hass. Let's see, that would be reconsideration at that point because the bill is passed. Let's see, we've got. Let's stand at ease for a minute. Could we do that, please? colleagues, there's House Bill or Senate Bill 283 was passed to the floor with a due pass motion. There was one no vote. That's not sufficient to go ahead according to our rules with a minority report. So with that, we will go ahead and we've finished our work for the day. Is there any further discussion? We will close House Revenue Committee, and let's see, I think Representative Berger said she would carry 283 to the floor. Thank you very much. Again, thank you, colleagues.
Advance.